First and foremost, to the extent of possible, emerging markets should not fall prey and be caught in polarized disputes, if unfortunately push comes to shove in that regard. An inefficiency price would be paid by them with no reassurance of corresponding benefits. Of course, regional integration may well be a lever for growth, as for instance may well be the case in Africa, but without abdicating of broader links. The major scare of most emerging markets, already a reality in several cases, is to be caught in so-called middle-income traps. In broad terms, there is an agenda already acknowledged as the best way for an emerging market to keep climbing the income ladder. It encompasses local accumulation of human capital and cognitive skills, fostering entrepreneurship, investing in advanced infrastructure, deep diving in complexity, and minimizing macroeconomic instability. All successful experiences so far in recent history have been cases not of isolation or selective connections, but rather of economies using well the windows of opportunities opened by broad integration abroad.